you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
Happy Tuesday. I'm Sharon McNary, filling in for Larry Mantle today on Air Talk. Working at an ice cream shop, a movie theater concession stand, up in a lifeguard tower. For many young people, a seasonal job is the reality of an American summer. Me, I was a clown in a roller skating rink. I know. I have photo evidence. So summer work is a way some young people save money for school. They help their families out financially or just make a little extra cash to fund their lives. And some employers rely on seasonal labor to help staff their businesses during the big summer season. Last summer, lockdowns and layoffs largely kept teenagers away from summer jobs. But this summer, with vaccines and record low COVID-19 rates in many parts of the country, seasonal jobs are coming back, at least partially. While jobs in retail and hospitality are quickly expanding, young people interested in white-collar and research-oriented positions are finding that competition for those jobs is fiercer than ever. We want to hear from you. If you're a young person looking for summer work this year, what are you seeing? Have you had to adjust your expectations for the kind of work you're doing? Maybe you're an employer hiring summer workers. Have you had success? Give us a call at 866-893-5722. If you're a parent, is your child planning to work this summer? What kind of work are they looking into? Call us 866-893-5722. And joining me now to help explain what's going on now is Krithika Varagur, columnist at the Wall Street Journal. Welcome, Krithika.
Hi, great to be here.
Thank you for joining us. Well, let's start out by looking at what happened to summer jobs during the pandemic. Where did we see the biggest shifts in the kinds of work young people did or didn't do during the pandemic, particularly last summer?
Well, last summer was one of the worst years for teens and young people in the workplace imaginable, in part because the traditional bread and butter summer jobs in hospitality and retail and entertainment and, you know, everything we think of as a seasonal job took a huge hit with the lockdowns last year. So, you know, teen employment has been going down for decades now, but last year it went to record lows because most of these jobs just didn't exist. So that's where we were in 2020. And as you said just a few moments ago, right now it's a 180 for summer 2021.
So it's looking good. Well, I mean, first off, what explains this decades-long drop-off in teen employment? Is it just harder to hire kids or they don't want to work? What's the deal?
I don't think it's just that they don't want to work. I think there are a lot of different incentives for young people now, especially the way that college admissions have changed in the last couple of decades. So a lot of teens will be doing things like unpaid internships or volunteering or sports or other things to pad their resumes now than they did in the 60s and 70s, when it was almost expected that the average American kid would be taking on some kind of summer job. So there's a mixed incentive dynamic that has, you know, a lot of traditional summer jobs taken a hit because of that.
Interesting. Okay, so now that young people are finding work once again, what kinds of jobs are they finding? How easy is it to get these jobs?
To put it bluntly, seasonal jobs are begging teenagers to come and work for them. In a lot of the resort communities that I spoke to for this piece, like the Jersey Shore, for example, or parts of Florida and Texas that have been open for a while, they are not able to find enough teens to fill these traditional, like, waiters, front of house, running amusement parks, things like that. So they, one guy who runs a restaurant in North Wildwood told me, anyone who walks in the door at this point, I would give them a job, whether or not they had an experience.
Well, with the increase in minimum wages, is it more expensive for employers to invest those higher minimum wages in teens rather than, you know, full-on adults who need the employment?
You know, I haven't dug into that yet. I think it's hard to disaggregate because it's also new. Basically, I think the pie is big enough for both kinds of workers, and teens maybe are less subject to those fluctuations than adults who'd be facing more complex trade-offs.
We want to hear from you. If you're a young person looking for summer work this year, what are you seeing? Have you had to adjust your expectations for the kind of work you're doing? Maybe you're an employer hiring summer workers. What kind of success have you had? Give us a call at 866-893-5722. And if you're a parent, is your child planning to work this summer? What kind of work are they looking into? At numbers 866-893-5722. We're speaking with Krithika Varagur, a columnist at the Wall Street Journal. So what are we seeing? Why are we not seeing the same expansion of work in other areas, particularly professional development and white collar work?
Yeah, so, you know, with the white collar internships and the kind of seasonal white collar work that is traditionally taken up by young people and teens, like interning at a bank and things like that, that has been anecdotally much more difficult for teens and young people to access than in previous years. And the reason for that is people are so unsure about what hybrid work is going to look like, how many days even their full-time people are going to be back and so on, that internships are really the last part to come back once they figure everything else out. So a lot of people are putting their internships on hold for this year, or just, yeah, furloughing the internship program until next year. So even though by some accounts there are more searches for internships and more demand for white collar internships than ever before, it's actually very competitive in those fields to get either research positions or paid work experience that's not just kind of like a traditional summer job in some of these in-person industries like hospitality and retail.
Well, and with hybrid work schedules, you don't have as many people in the office to help guide interns and apprentices in learning everything that they want to learn. They're a little bit at a disadvantage in those offices where only half the people are showing up, sometimes fewer.
Absolutely.
a lot of people, when they think of summer jobs, they're thinking lifeguard and camp counselor. Why are those specific jobs so tough to fill right now?
I think that the demand just surged sooner than people expected. So because the vaccine rollout was so fast, people are kind of scrambling in some industries to adjust to the in-person demand for this summer. So whereas all these kinds of jobs some kind of dried up abruptly last summer, they came back in some ways just as abruptly this summer. You know, if you can think back to just January or February, we weren't sure what kind of summer we were going to have. And a lot of these resort communities and, you know, traditional summer entertainment venues realized only in March or April how big the demand really was going to be. So I've heard in some of these areas like Myrtle Beach and so on, that the demand in May was already as high as it often is in like July, August, because people were just rushing to get back out there. So I think some of that was a surprise too.
That's crazy. Well, now you talked to several young people in the course of your reporting. Did anyone you spoke with feel like they might have to shift actually their professional expectations for the long term because they weren't able to get like these internship and professional development jobs?
I don't think anyone's shifting their long-term prospects, to be honest. They did, you know, beyond this story on summer jobs, I did another story about the class of 2021 and how they're looking out at things. And while it's rocky waters for sure, I think young people are pretty optimistic that they can achieve their dreams in the medium term. So there's a sense that people, even if they're like foiled in getting their dream job or internship this summer or this year, I think young people are pretty optimistic going forward because the economy has just rebounded so well and beyond a lot of expectations. And we've never seen an economic recovery like this before.
Wow. Well, we want to hear from you. If you're a young person looking for summer work, what are you seeing? What are your questions about teen jobs? You know, where the best job's going to be? And if you're hanging back from going after a teen job, yeah, let us know about that. The number is 866-893-5722. We're talking with Krithika Varagur, columnist of the Wall Street Journal, and the state of summer jobs for teens and young people. We'll be back in just a tiny bit. Welcome back to Air Talk. I'm Sharon McNary, in for Larry Mantle today. I'm here with Krithika Varagur, a columnist at the Wall Street Journal. It's About Working. We're talking about the state of summer jobs for teens and young people. If you're a young person looking for summer work this year, what are you seeing? Call us at 866-893-5722. You can also tweet at AirTalk or leave a comment on the Facebook page. Now, Krithika, I wonder if some parents are encouraging their kids to take the summer off and enjoy their friends instead of getting a job because they had such a hellish year. You know, they were stuck in the house. They couldn't go and do a lot of things. I wonder if parents are just feeling like their kids should be indulged with recreation rather than work.
Sure. And it's not just parents. I think kids have an acute sense of this burnout, too. The last girl I talked to, my story, who's a graduating senior, said that she has maybe she'll do a couple weeks as a sailing instructor or something like that, but it's just really not her priority. Her priority is seeing her friends before they graduate after this crazy remote school year they've had. So I think you're very much right in diagnosing that particular zeitgeist.
But I mean, a lot of what we've been talking about is kind of centering people who have the option to not work. And we know that in many, many, many families, teens get jobs and contribute to the welfare of the family. The cities often have extensive summer teen work programs. What are you seeing in the part of the economy where it's more of a need rather than an option or a choice?
Right. Well, I think something that speaks to that is the BLS's unemployment stats, which are disaggregated by age. Young people are infamously the first fired and last hired. And I think that's still true. If you look at the employment rate for 16 to 19 year olds, it's still much lower than it is for the overall population. So I think in terms of people who want to work, which of course reflects labor force participation, there are still a lot of gains to be had in the youngest workers. So in terms of people who are not looking at summer job as an optional thing and really want some of these jobs back, I think there are ways to go.
BLS, the Bureau of Labor Statistics, I imagine you're like knee deep in their stats all day long, right?
Yeah, well, they're always showing interesting things. And you know, on that note, I feel like it's worth noting that Black and Latino workers in our economy are among the last to see some of these benefits of the economic recovery. So if you combine those, Black and Latino workers aged 16 to 19 and 20 to 24 are having some of the highest unemployment rates in the country right now. So I think the economic recovery, while it is major, as I said, is not paying out even dividends for everyone in our economy just yet.
So Krithika, what was your teenage job?
I was more in the category of these teens who had other kinds of incentives. So I mostly was volunteering at my mayor's office and with the nonprofit and things like that. And my parents really didn't let me work for the most part when I was a teen. So I think I'm typical of this decline in labor force participation in teenagers since the 70s.
Oh, my God. Well, I worked since I was a very young kid, sorting contracts at my dad's rental yard and going into his various offices and having to do office work. But my first job that I got myself was washing dishes and bussing dishes at a Clifton's cafeteria. And that was just the grubbiest work ever. I have nothing but respect for people who do that work. So Alex from San Gabriel asks us, I usually employ teens at my workplace. The reality, he says, is that teens understand they are being underpaid right now. For someone to think that someone wants to be employed immediately is pretty disheartening. He says the wages that are paid, the wages that are set by franchises are disheartening. He says he's actually not employing teens right now, but instead adults who are looking for work. Are there some states that still pay teens differently from adults?
Oh, I'm sure there are. I haven't dug into that, so I can't give any specifics, but I think there are, you know, obviously in our federal system, different states have different rules about how to pay young people.
Because that could be a disincentive itself.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow. I also wanted to know, you know, we're seeing a lot of reopenings happening around the country, but there's probably still a lot of uncertainty as to whether these jobs will even happen or that they might be disrupted again. Do people feel sure enough of the economy to just jump in?
Well, you know, I think for teens, especially ones that are living with their parents, they're a little bit more willing to take some of these risks than adults in terms of taking that kind of risk with a job. But even in my piece, I noted that some of these summer gigs, they weren't sure whether they're going to be in person or remote or whether they're going to happen at all. So I think that's very much up in the air. Maybe less so now than when I wrote this article in May, because it's officially June now. People hopefully have a better idea of some of these reopening requirements. And New York City, where I live, we'll have a lot more in-person things in July, which is helping the hospitality industry make some decisions. But yeah, I mean, uncertainty is absolutely everywhere.
Well, and for the teen who's already employed, is there much of a move-up job market? Is there a real advantage to getting in now?
I think there's nothing to lose from joining the job market now as a teen. It's really in their favor as opposed to last year. So I'd say they have much more choice in the matter in certain fields than last year. That being said, I will say that if they're trying to get those typical white collar paid internships or research position, it seems to me like if they don't have it sewn up by now, it's not going to happen for them this year.
What's going on with international college students who often would take jobs here?
It's very interesting. I mean, beyond the international thing, first of all, you know, almost a no-go. It's very tough to do international travel. But even a lot of seasonal labor, I've learned, relies on people coming in from the Caribbean and more recently from countries in Eastern Europe. And there's like a special visa, seasonal work visa, that helps this happen. And all of that's been held up this year. So a lot of people in, you know, summer, like the Cape and the Jersey Shore and places like that, told me that they are suffering labor shortages for that reason, because their international workers, which have recently been from countries like Serbia and the Balkans, are not able to come on that special work visa this year.
Well, and so much work over the last 15 months has been remote. Are there remote jobs for teens right now?
I think so, but I think that pickings are slimmer than they would be in a totally normal pre-pandemic economy, just because they're just not essential. And I think as companies are figuring out so many different things about their return to work, setting up an internship program is often not the number one priority.
But just regular, like, office work that might be done remotely, that I guess you could actually act like you're an adult if you're remote. They can't even tell that you're a teen. It's like on the internet, nobody knows that you're a dog, right?
Right. Again, I think some of those seasonal positions are probably harder to come by. If they want to do full-time remote work, that's probably a different question. And there probably are a lot of opportunities.
Well, what do you foresee for the next year? I mean, do you see any big changes happening with teen employment as the summer rolls on?
You know, I think that it'll continue to be a bubble jobs market for teens looking for seasonal labor next year. And I think that teens who were trying to get an internship or paid work that's not not one of those typical seasonal jobs are going to get more of a head start than they did this year, because I spoke to a few people who have been chastened by the job search.
Chastened by the job search, the interviews, the resumes. We've been speaking with Krithika Varagur, columnist of the Wall Street Journal. Thank you so much for joining us on Air Talk.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.